Well, I walked up that dirt corridor as though I were in a trance. It wouldn't have surprised me if Auntie had said, "You want to know about your future? All right, listen closely." But instead, she just held out two hair ornaments on a square of white silk. "Take these," she said to me. "Heaven knows what Hatsumama was up to last night. She came back to the Okia wearing another girl's ornaments. She must have drunk more than her usual amount of sake. Go find her at the school. Ask whose they are and return them." When I took the ornaments, Auntie gave me a piece of paper with a number of other errands written on it as well and told me to come back to the Okia as soon as I had done them all. Wearing someone else's hair ornaments home at night may not sound so peculiar, but really it's about the same thing as coming home in someone else's underwear. Geisha don't wash their hair every day, you see, because of their fancy hairstyles. So a hair ornament is a very intimate article. Auntie didn't even want to touch the things, which is why she was holding them on a square of silk. She wrapped them up to give them to me so that they looked just like the bundled-up moth I'd been holding only a few minutes earlier. Of course, a sign doesn't mean anything unless you know how to interpret it. I stood there, staring at the silk bundle in Auntie's hand, until she said, "Take it, for heaven's sake!" Later, on my way to the school, I unfolded it to have another look at the ornaments. One was a black lacquer comb, shaped like the setting sun, with a design of flowers in gold around the outside. The other was a stick of blonde wood with two pearls at the end, holding in place a tiny amber sphere. I waited outside the school building until I heard the dawn of the bell signaling the end of classes. Soon, girls in their blue and white robes came pouring out. Hatsumomo spotted me even before I spotted her and came toward me with another geisha. You may wonder why she was at the school at all, since she was already an accomplished dancer and certainly knew everything she needed to know about being a geisha, but even the most renowned geisha continued to take advanced lessons in dance throughout their careers, some of them even into their 50s and 60s. "Why, look," Hatsumomo said to her friend. "I think it must be a weed. Look how tall it is." This was her way of ridiculing me for having grown a finger's width taller than her. "Auntie has sent me here, ma'am," I said, "to find out whose hair ornaments you stole last night." Hatsumomo's smile faded. She snatched the little bundle from my hand and opened it. "Why, these aren't mine," she said. "Where did you get them?" "Oh, Hatsumomo-san," said the other geisha, "don't you remember? You and Kanako took out your hair ornaments while the two of you were playing that foolish game with Judge Uwazumi. Kanako must have gone home with your hair ornaments, and you went home with hers."